Hello everybody and welcome to this video, which is kindly sponsored by Squarespace. So today we're going to be updating the Meeting Drax section yet again. So as you can see, last time we left off it was the Naval History Conference, but that's all done, so that's now in the done section. And instead I can announce that in about 3 weeks or so I will be in San Francisco and nearby areas, as it says. In terms of the exact dates, it's going to be the 19th to the 23rd of March. Exactly which ship I'll be on which day, still TBC, but will be updated very soon. And as you can see, I've just gone into the text section of the Meeting Drac part of the website, gone into edit, very quickly edited out the HMS Belfast section. As you can see, it's just up there as a completed section. And now I can just put in whatever it is I want for the San Francisco event, pretty much as if I was editing a Word document. And when it comes down to it, if I want to then go, oh, hang on, you know, I've got a bunch of lined text, but maybe I want to turn this into some kind of list, then it's very easy to just go to the top, select bullet point after I've selected the bit I want bullet pointed, turn into a bullet point list, and then I can save and exit. The website immediately updates. And that's how easy it is to do with Squarespace. So if after all these little mini tutorials I've been doing, you think you could build a website for maybe ideally naval history purposes, but you never know, you might want to do it for some other reason, then head over to squarespace.com/Drakenefell. You can get a free trial, and once you're ready, that little link will give you 10% off your first website or domain. So thanks once again to Squarespace for sponsoring the video, and on with the main show. Hello everybody, and today I thought we could take a quick look at a answer to something that people have been asking off and on at various points in emails and so forth, which is which battleships sank the fastest. Now, of course, it's very easy to point at a few, which, you know, some of the more obvious ones, Barham, Hood, Arizona, etc. But I thought if we're going to look at how durable a ship is, and also, you know, what weapons are best to actually combat a battleship, we should look at the ships that were expecting attack and were then attacked by various weapons and see how long it took them to actually sink as opposed to blow up. So, there's a surprisingly long list of battleships that were sunk in World War II. But for this particular comparison, which I said is we're looking at the time it takes to actually sink a vessel, i.e. overcome its buoyancy by letting in lots of water, we're going to exclude ships that suffered magazine explosions, ships where you can argue they were fairly unprepared, and ships that had no chance at all based on the fact that they were hilariously obsolete by World War II standards. So the ships that we're going to be excluding are in terms of ships that had magazines explode, because what that proves is, yes, a ship will sink very rapidly if you happen to detonate a vast amount of explosives inside it, which isn't exactly a shocking revelation and will apply to pretty much anything. So those ships would be Britannia, which suffered a magazine explosion at Mers el-Kebir, Arizona, which suffered a magazine detonation at Pearl Harbor, Barham, which suffered a magazine detonation while she was in the process of rolling over and sinking after being hit by torpedoes from a U-boat, although I suppose you could make a case that she was already mostly sunk at that point, so maybe we'll revisit that in a future video. Hood, of course, sunk by magazine explosion in action with Bismarck. Marat, Soviet battleship sunk by magazine explosion caused by German dive bombers. And Roma, sunk by a magazine explosion caused by German level bombers with Fritz X guided bombs. We're also going to be excluding Strasbourg, as she was scuttled. All the various pre-dreadnoughts, so Kiklis and Lemnos from the Greeks, Asahi and Setsu from the Japanese, as well, they're pre-dreadnoughts. It's a little bit unfair to throw World War II weapons at them and, you know, get any valuable data out of them other than, surprisingly, they sank. The other ships that were sunk at Pearl Harbor, mostly unprepared for it, Conti de Cavour, Haruna, Hyuga, Issei, and Royal Oak, again, all sunk in harbor. The various methods and combinations, bombs, torpedoes, etc. But again, pretty much all unprepared. And Tirpitz, which again was stationary, not in a harbour, but in a fjord, and hit by monstrously outsized weaponry. So you might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, that surely doesn't leave us with that many ships. Well, actually, there are still, in terms of capital ships, 11 vessels that we can consider. So let's do that in order from fastest sinking to slowest sinking. And, you know, the question then is, how do we define what is fastest and slowest? So again, for the purposes of this approximate comparison, I have chosen to start the timer at a point when the first serious attack was thrown in their direction that had a chance of doing a decent amount of damage. So, you know, not being sighted or anything like that, but when the kind of actual attack commences. And then obviously the time of sinking is the time of sinking. The time in between gives you the total time it took to sink. And we will also consider what kind of weapons were primarily used to sink said vessel. So under this paradigm, the fastest ship to sink was the Imperial Japanese Navy battleship Fuso, sunk in 1944 at the Battle of Surigao Strait, as the first shot that could reasonably be determined to have a decent chance of doing major damage happened at 9 minutes past three in the morning when she was fired on with torpedoes. You could potentially make an argument for extending this time further back to when the PT boats engaged, but the PT boats didn't manage to accomplish all that much of anything in terms of accurate fire at all. So I'm ruling those out for the minute. And she sank at 10 to 4 in the morning, mostly as a result of continued torpedo fire, which gave her a total time from initial weapons being fired at her to sinking of 41 minutes. In second place is her sister ship, Yamashiro, sunk in the same engagement, fired on initially by torpedoes just 2 minutes after her sister at 11 minutes past three, and she sank at 20 minutes past four, again, mostly due to torpedoes, although shells were flung at both ships to a certain degree, and that took an hour and 9 minutes to sink. Just 1 minute slower is HMS Repulse, sunk in 1942 as part of Force Z, with the initial attacks coming from Japanese level bombers at 13 minutes past 11, but the vast majority of attacks that were directed at her were torpedo attacks, most of which she dodged with considerable aplomb until caught in a somewhat unintentional pincer manoeuvre by the Japanese, which resulted in her rather rapidly rolling over and sinking at 23 minutes past 12, with a total time from initial attack to sinking of 1 hour and 10 minutes. Then we have the mighty Yamato, sunk during Operation Tengo on her way to Okinawa in 1945. She was attacked first at 37 minutes past 12 by a bomb, then subject to an absolute hail of both bombs and torpedoes, finally going over at 23 minutes past 2, having been hit by quite a lot of torpedoes in that final set of attacks, with a total time from initial engagement to sinking of 1 hour and 46 minutes, with the vast majority of the actual flooding, of course, being caused by the torpedoes. And then we're back to Force Z again for the loss of HMS Prince of Wales, again sunk in 1941. She was first attacked at 11:30 by a torpedo, and she finally went over and sank at 20 minutes past 1, again thanks to torpedoes, with a total sinking time of 1 hour and 50 minutes. So basically everyone up to this point has been attacked either solely or the vast majority by torpedoes. So shockingly, as it turns out, yeah, blowing big holes in the bottom of a ship and letting water in is a very good way to get it to sink. Then we come on to the first ship that, while it did have a reasonable number of torpedoes flung at it, also had a huge number of shells flung at it, and in its final engagement was first hit by a shell, that of course being the German battleship Bismarck. In her final engagement, admittedly she was already damaged by this point, both by Prince of Wales, ironically enough, at the Battle of Denmark Strait, and then subsequently by Swordfish torpedoes, but she was still afloat, albeit somewhat uncontrolled, at the start of her final engagement, and at 8:47 in the morning, she was fired at by shells from HMS Rodney. She sank at 10:40 that morning, having been hit by a number of torpedoes, but also shells, and if you believe some people, potentially also scuttling charges, although personally the jury's still out on that one, which I will explain in a subsequent video at some point in the future. In any case, from the minute Rodney opened fire on her to the minute she slipped under the waves was a total of 1 hour and 53 minutes, just 3 minutes slower than Prince of Wales and 7 minutes slower than Yamato. Next on the list is the Japanese battlecruiser Kirishima, sunk in 1942 when she unwisely decided to tangle with USS Washington under the command of Admiral Lee. Admiral Lee opened fire on her at 1 a.m. sharp with shells, and Kirishima rolled over and sank at 3:25 a.m., having been shot at entirely by shell fire, taking a total of 2 hours and 25 minutes to sink, which is 37 minutes longer than Bismarck. Following on from Kirishima is her sister ship Kongo, sunk in 1944 by torpedo attack, with the first torpedo being fired at her at 2:45, and then she finally sank at 5:24, having taken a total of 2 hours and 39 minutes to lose buoyancy at sea. Scharnhorst is the next on the list. She was obviously sunk by the Royal Navy by a combination of shell fire and torpedoes, right at the very end of 1943, in fact, with the first major shell, i.e. the shell actually capable of doing substantial damage to her watertight integrity, being a 14-inch shell fired from Duke of York at 10:05 in the evening. And the final weapon to hit her probably being a torpedo, shortly after which she sank at around about 7:45 in the night. Exactly when she sank is up for a little bit of debate because she was hidden under a massive pall of smoke and steam, but this is sort of a 10 to 15 minute margin, and I went for somewhere right in the middle of that, which gives her a 2 hour and 55 minute time from the initial major threat landing on her to her finally going under. And incidentally, whichever time you use for her sinking within the margin of error doesn't actually affect her place on the list, because even the earliest possible sinking time still puts her afloat somewhat longer than Kongo. Then, for the last two ships on the list, we take massive time jumps. First, we have Musashi, sunk in 1944 at the Battle of Subiyansi by a massive air attack, very similar to the one that would later sink Yamato. But thanks to the fact that she was hit on pretty much all sides and thus settled gradually rather than with Yamato, which was attacked primarily on one side and then rolled over, using lessons learned from this attack. Although the first attack was at 10:27 in the morning with a bomb, she didn't actually roll over and sink until 36 minutes past 7 in the evening, the last hit probably being from a torpedo, taking a grand total of 9 hours and 9 minutes to sink. And then finally, we have Hiei, probably the longest and most drawn out death of a capital ship in World War II, as she was sunk in the aftermath of Callahan's night action during the Battle of Guadalcanal, having taken her first hits at 9:02 in the morning from shells, and only going down at 8 p.m., having been finally scuttled after having been hit by shells and torpedoes from U.S. destroyers and heavy cruisers during the night action, and then repeatedly attacked by the Cactus Air Force during the day, taking a grand total of 18 hours and 9 minutes to sink. So I think when we look at that, and then when we also look into more detail at the exact mechanisms of sinking, i.e. how those ships went down, the main things you can take away from this are that getting a ship to roll over and capsize results in it sinking a lot sooner, because the ships that took a lot longer to sink, particularly the last two, but to an extent also Kirishima, Kongo, and Scharnhorst, tended to settle pretty much vertically up until almost the last minute. There was usually some rolling over at the very last minute. However, everything that sank faster than them, so Bismarck, Prince of Wales, Yamato, Repulse, Yamashiro, Fuso, they're all known to have rolled over while they still had a reasonable amount of freeboard left, and then obviously sunk quite quickly once they'd capsized. The next thing is, of course, torpedoes are much better at getting ships to sink, which, again, wasn't a particularly surprising outcome, but it is very notable that aside from Bismarck at 1 hour 53, every other capital ship that took less than 2 hours to sink was either entirely or almost exclusively attacked by torpedoes. The only vessel that was almost exclusively attacked by torpedoes that took longer to sink than that was Congo, and everybody else who took 2 hours or more to sink was, admittedly, most of them were attacked by torpedoes at some point, but had substantial amounts of shell fire thrown at them as well. Although I do think there is one fairly important caveat to put onto all of this, which is that if you want a ship to sink because it has lost buoyancy, clearly torpedoes are the way to go. However, if you want a ship to just explode, torpedoes out of torpedoes, bombs, and shellfire are actually, statistically at least, the least likely way of getting that to happen. Because the only ship that was substantially or at all attacked by torpedoes that suffered a magazine detonation was, from our initial list of exclusions, Barham. And even then, her magazines didn't explode as a direct result of the torpedo hits. She was rolling over and sinking, and something else set those magazines off. Although, obviously, the only thing that attacked her were the torpedoes. Other ships, carriers and so forth, that were hit by torpedoes did explode due to direct magazine detonations, but we're talking exclusively about capital ships here. If we look at all the other ships that suffered magazine explosions, at least in terms of dreadnought period capital ships and later, Arizona, Marat, and Roma were all hit by various forms of bomb, and Hood and Britannia were hit by shellfire. Britannia, ironically enough, being hit by Hood. So I hope you found that short little excerpt of ship sinking interesting, and if you did, let me know in the comments below if you think perhaps there's an alternative way of measuring the timeline from serious engagement to sinking. Again, let's know in the comment below. And perhaps if you want me to do a similar kind of summary, but for all the ships that were destroyed by magazine explosions and explain the exact mechanics of each, I could look into that as well. In any case, see you in another video soon. Bye for now.